Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Back on the Lance J Radio Network. Sirius XM Channel 141 HUR Voices. Sports talk and entertainment excellence. This next topic is actually going to be very, very relevant to our new platform, being that this platform is owned by Howard University, which has one of the best radio stations, terrestrial radio stations in the country, and is an HBCU. I went to the Oakwood College, which is now Oakwood University in Huntsville, Alabama, an HBCU. And Oakwood has their homecoming in the spring. So they just had their homecoming a couple of weeks ago. And I had a chance to go down and spend some time with former classmates. And it's always, anyone knows, Howard Homecoming was famous back in the day. Back when Puff and Biggie and Lil' Kim were performing at Howard Homecoming. And Oakwood, my school, isn't as large and magnanimous as Howard. But my Oakwood circle is pretty dope. And I went to school with some phenomenal people. A lot of people that you'll hear on this show over the years, a lot of people that contribute to this show, co-host. It's basically a Oakwood all-star team. And the HBCU experience, whether it's at Oakwood, whether it's at Howard or Hampton or Tuskegee or Morehouse or Spelman, the experience is very similar. These are not the largest state schools, so it's not the same as going to Ohio State or going to UCLA or going to the University of Texas. You don't have 50,000 people there. Everybody kind of knows everybody. You remember. People will be like, man, I remember, Lance, I remember that you drove a turquoise Mazda Protege in college. And people still remember that. People still remember that 25 years later. They remember what car you drove because it's a very small, close-knit community. And a few observations. First and foremost, so I went to the basketball tournament. I had one of my friends was playing in the 35 and up tournament. Now, Lance Day, my career is over. I'll talk a little bit later on the show. One of the reasons I got into radio is because I have Lyme disease. And Lyme disease is an illness that you get from a tick bite. And I had serious neurological complications and damage and arthritis from this battle. I've had Lyme disease for about 15 years. So my knees are absolute trash. My ankles are absolute trash. Anywhere where there's a joint is not popping. I'm happy to get my 6,000-7,000 steps in at the park, which for someone my height, that's about 3.5 miles. You know, somewhere between 7,000 and 8,000 steps. And I'm just happy to be able to walk in a straight line. Any lateral movement for me is just absolutely unequivocally not happening. But it's funny, I cover basketball games. I actually am the voice for the Oakwood Ambassadors men's basketball team, which subsequently went 1-27 this year. So I had to sit through a lot of blowouts this year watching my Ambassadors get absolutely mollywopped. And that was a traumatic and triggering experience for me. But I don't play sports anymore. But I went to other than golf. I went to support my guy and went to the tournament and saw some of the younger. They have the older league and then they have the younger league and you have the young high flyers and all of that. One of the best monologues that I did where I knew I could do sports talk radio, I did a monologue about Full Regalia guy. It is maybe 10 years ago. And it's the guy that's 38, 39, has a gut. Not what he used to be. Used to be a baller in high school. Used to be a baller in college. But you show up, you're in the adult bracket. You're not playing with the 23-year-olds. You're in the 35, 40 and up bracket. And Full Regalia guy shows up basically like Allen Iverson in game 1 of the NBA Finals against the Lakers. And he's got the headband on. He's got the sleeve on. You got the expensive $300 kicks, something from the LeBron 9 or 10 series, which those kicks are extremely expensive, hard to get. Jordan Concords. Dudes out there playing at off-white Jordans. The rest in peace, Virgil Abloh. You got the double knee brace. You have everything that's out there, but you're 40 years old, you're out of shape, and you're showing up like you're suiting up for the Golden State Warriors against LeBron in Game 7. You're Chef Curry. You're Bayou Barbie with the one leg down and the short on the other. And you have all of these different styles. And that works when you're 21, 22 years old. It's a bad look, bro. When you're in your 40s and you're rocking a headband, there's no reason for anyone to wear a headband past age 32. It's just unacceptable. So I always have a chance to see that when I go to Oakwood University alumni. It was funny. I was walking on the court. I was talking to one of the coaches of the team. I hadn't seen him in a while. And we're just chopping it up and was standing right on the baseline. And I looked up at that rim and I was like, when did they move the rims to 12 feet? I'm old, but I'm not old enough to be shrinking. I was like, I was never a dunker. Because dunkers dunk because that's the best way for them to get 2 points. I was able to dunk when I was at this very gymnasium. It was like, I've dunked basketballs on this rim. I could dunk on an occasional breakaway fast break. One hand. Not dunking with two hands. Not catching oops. I don't want to create this illusion. That's the other thing that you, in the basketball realm, everybody was averaging 40 a game. Like, everybody that I went to school with in intramurals, they were giving you 29, 7, and 7 like LeBron. They're putting up LeBron prime numbers. There are these myths. It's like, hey, in an intramurals game, I had 63 points in the second half. And I'm like, yo, the final score of that game was 58-51. So I don't know how you scored 63 points in the second half. You have these tall tales, these Bunyan-esque discussions, Paul Bunyan tales about, hey, you remember when such and such did a 360 between the legs and hung on the rim and did pull-ups on the rim? And that's part of, at any HBCU, that's part of the folklore. Intramurals is a big thing at HBCUs because it's small. And at a lot of these HBCUs, especially if it's not a D1, like if it's not a MEAC or SWAC school where the varsity basketball players are recruited and are 6'8", 6'9". If it's just a school where it's NAIA like Oakwood, the delta between the starting point guard for the varsity basketball team is not very, very far from the delta between just someone that's really good in intramurals. So I was hanging out there, but as I closed the highlight of the weekend to get serious. And what makes HBCUs so important, and like I said, we're so happy to be on the Howard University Radio Network. I went to dinner that Saturday night, and I met up with one of my friends that I grew up in Ohio with, one of my closest friends, my brother, Dr. Julian Stewart, DDS, good friend of mine. And I met up with him. I hadn't seen him in a while, and I met up with him and some other of his classmates. This was his 25th. And his class was a year ahead of mine. So a lot of the people that were there were people that I knew and people that I went to school with and had good relationships with. And I met up with a group of people that Saturday night. And I was sitting talking at a lounge. And in that group were two dentists, successful dentists that have their own practice. So dentists and entrepreneurs, an anesthesiologist, a lawyer, and myself. And that was my highlight of the weekend is being around success. And to me, that's what the power of the HBCU truly is. HBCUs give people opportunities to pursue and achieve greatness. They provide, if you remember A Different World, I talk about A Different World a lot on the show. The Mr. Gaineses of the world, the people, you're not going to find a Mr. Gaines or a Colonel Taylor. The teacher that really motivates you, that goes out of their way to tutor you, that works with you when you're not truly getting the best out of yourself, that motivates, that encourages you, you're not going to get that at the University of Michigan, which is a great school. You're not going to get that at Duke. These are great schools. You're not going to get that at Stanford. You're not going to get the person that makes that commitment to you. And you see that at HBCUs, and to come back years later and see how well people are doing and how successful people have been and how the standard, the bar, has been raised. If you're a doctor, if you're a lawyer, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're an educator, if you have achieved to be in the top 3%, 2% of your field, then your kids, the expectations for them are going to be even higher. And your kids are watching you succeed. And, you know, my friends, I don't have any children, but my friends, they have children. Most of them have young children that are kind of right getting into that teenage, middle school, high school area of their lives. And to see how the bar has been raised for success, and we were all people goofing around, playing midnight basketball, singing in choir, the world-famous Oakwood Aeolians, hanging out at the same three clubs, all of that stuff. To see what people have become and how fantastic and phenomenal. And I was sitting in a circle of people much more intelligent than myself, much more successful than myself. And I love to surround myself with brilliant people. I always want to be the dumbest person in the room so I can learn from the success and learn from the experiences of others. And that was my highlight of OU's homecoming. And I'm sure if you went to an HBCU, you went to Howard, you went to Hampton, you went to FAMU, when you have your homecoming weekend and have a chance to be around your colleagues and classmates, I'm sure many of you have had the same experience. HR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Yo, this is your boy Lance J, a.k.a. the Paragon of Sports Talk Excellence, a.k.a. the Heisenberg of Broadcast Radio, a.k.a. the Wolf of Wall Street. Listen to my show, the Lance J Radio Network, now a part of the Howard University Radio Network, HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141, every Friday at 9 a.m.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
Classic sneakers I had, Patrick Ewing's.
Oh, the Ewing's, Abdugia, the Ewing's was hot.
The blue, orange, and white. Got those. Yeah, got a fresh pair of
those. You got to bring those into the studio.
And I got the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Adidas.
I didn't even know that he had a shoe.
What? And I got the Stan Smiths. I'm telling you, these
I don't even know what a Stan Smith
was. The Stan Smith, the green and white's the official color. I got the official Pumas. The red suede, the blue suede. Official Pumas. Classic.
So we're winding down.
Hold up. The first Air Force Ones, the Dunks, the Flights. What else was crazies? The Hibachis.
James Lewis.
You talking about the Hirachis or the Hibachis?
I call them Hibachis, Hirachis, okay. Whatever.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Do you need to lose a significant amount of weight? Are you fighting a serious chronic condition like hypertension or diabetes? This is Lance J here for Dr. Fabian Garcia at MedHealth Clinical Solutions. Although based in Orlando, Florida, Dr. Garcia is now working with patients all over the country via telehealth. Dr. G is a student of both autophagy and intermittent fasting. His wellness coaching helped me to go from 270 pounds down to a slim 205. That's a size 32 waist from a 40. Call 321-989-6887 or go to medhealthclinic.com to engage with their staff and book an appointment. Trust me, your body will thank you.